This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Governor Jared Polis has declared a disaster emergency for a fire burning in Baca County. Evacuations were lifted for residents who live near Campo, where crews are working to manage the fire, which crosses the Oklahoma and Colorado state line. An estimated 18,000 acres have burned in Colorado. No homes have burned at this time, and the area is under a red flag warning today. A Colorado justice law that left many disgruntled has significantly changed this legislative session. CPR's Ava Keon.
Senate Bill 149 changes the way courts handle defendants who are charged with serious crimes and deemed unable to face trial. Colorado laws generally require those individuals be released if the courts find they're unlikely to regain competency. The adjustment allows prosecutors to seek protective placement for certain defendants in those scenarios who are accused of serious crimes. It creates opportunities for mentally disabled defendants to get treatment. Once the defendant is fit to stand trial, prosecutors can then refile charges. Two other justice-related bills passed this year. One standardizes police responses to domestic violence calls. The other bill provides more resources for people as they're released from jail. Ava Keon, CPR News.
The Interior Department is telling national parks leaders to consider relaxing some hunting and fishing regulations. That includes the Curicante National Recreation Area near Gunnison. But the National Parks Conservation Association says hunting limits, like restricting where hunters can shoot near trails, are important.
We really do encourage that hunting and trapping, when it occurs on National Park Service lands, is done in a manner that has the least impact.
We're coming up on 206. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.